Hello, friends. This is Ruth Adams, and as the mother to five daughters, my heart is heavy for the young ladies growing up in today's society. There is so much confusion, rebellion, and distraction abounding in today's culture. My desire for my daughters is that they will embrace a biblical vision to be like Queen Esther in their generation. I want them to have faith to stand for righteousness, knowing that God has called them to this generation for such a time as this. I am always on the hunt for faith-building resources for our family that will inspire my children to embrace kingdom-minded priorities. And that is why I am excited to tell you about a brand new resource that we have just published called A Legacy of Faith for Young Ladies. This book takes many of the principles that I shared in my book, Legacy Reflections of a Homeschooled Homeschooling Mama, and shares them with younger ladies in a picture book storybook format. I hope you will pick up your copy and join Lily, her mama, and her siblings on their picturesque farm as they learn about Jesus Christ, the gospel, theology, and hymnody through everyday life experiences using the Deuteronomy 6 model of talking of the ways of the Lord as they rise up, as they lie down, and as they walk along the way. In this charming story of faith and family, you will get a peek into Lily's family as they homeschool and engage in ongoing daily family discipleship. At the end of each chapter, you will find application questions and creative ideas to enhance the lessons in each story. This is a heartwarming read for mothers and daughters to enjoy together. Young girls of this generation need an alternative to the world's plan for their lives. They need to be given vision for the beauty of living out the gospel in their generation. This is why I wrote A Legacy of Faith for Young Ladies. You can find the book on my website at legacyhomeschoolreflections.com. Welcome to the Legacy Homeschool Reflections podcast, my friends. This is a very special episode because this is the 100th episode of the podcast. So to celebrate 100 episodes, I invited my husband, Matt, also known as the Ordinary Homeschool Dad, on the podcast to celebrate what the Lord has been doing in our ministry endeavor since we started this podcast. So welcome to the podcast, Matt.
Thank you, sweetheart. This is exciting. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you here again. You're no stranger to the podcast. Well, I always start each podcast episode with a passage of scripture, and today I have chosen to share Matthew 6:33, which I consider to be the theme verse for our homeschool. This verse says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." And ladies, the longer I have walked through this journey of mothering and homeschooling, the more clear it has become to me that we need to be seeking first the kingdom of God in all things, including our homeschool. And when we are faithful to do that, the Lord is also faithful to supply all that is needed in our academics and in every dimension of life. Well, I am really excited to share a giveaway today. I have actually never done a giveaway on this podcast, and I think this will be fun. So, we were talking about how to work a giveaway, and we decided that the first person to share a social media post about our podcast on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and to tag me on it, can choose one free book off of the website, and we will send out a book to you free of charge. So all you have to do is share a social media post promoting this podcast and then tag me on it, and we will send you one free book of your choice from the store on my website, and that's legacyhomeschoolreflections.com. So this should be fun, and we're just excited to be able to celebrate all that God has done since we started this podcast, and having this little giveaway is one fun way to do that. Well, Matt, it is hard to believe that here we are celebrating the 100th episode of this podcast. It just doesn't seem like that far back that we were talking about starting the podcast.
No, it seems like we just did it, but it's pretty amazing just looking at the statistics. You actually just crossed 10,000 downloads. You're sitting at 10,002 downloads right now of the podcast since you started, which is kind of neat.
Well, praise the Lord for that. That's encouraging.
Yeah. And so, you know, I just wanted to ask you to kind of get us going. You know, what is it that made you want to start the Legacy Homeschool Reflections podcast? And what is it that made you write your book, which really kicked off this ministry?
Yes. Well, it definitely did start with the book. And then it seemed like the podcast was just the next step after writing the book to be able to share the message of the book in more detail and more consistently. But I remember one night talking to you quite a few years back about some things that were heavy on my heart, just as I have walked through. Now it's been over four decades of homeschooling. First, I was homeschooled as a little girl, and now I'm the homeschooling mama. But so over four decades, and I've seen a lot over that time period in the homeschooling movement. I've watched it go from, I say I was from the prehistoric day. So I've watched, you know, all that has happened in homeschooling from the time that a lot of people did not even know what homeschooling was and had never heard of it and thought it was so strange, to the explosion of homeschooling and where it is today. And I remember talking to you just about some heaviness of heart that I had over some of the things that I've seen happen through the years, namely one being ministry leaders falling. And during that time, there was this big falling out that was going on in the homeschooling community with a ministry leader that fell into sin, and how just broken I felt about that, because I was watching homeschool families really hurting and struggling and confused. And I've also seen homeschool graduates grow up and walk away from the faith that they were raised in.
Right.
And some of those things had me asking questions, why? And so through doing a lot of heart probing and then looking back and reflecting on my experience with being brought up homeschooled, I wanted to tell my story, and that I'm a thankful homeschool graduate, because I really believe that the Lord used home education as a tool to disciple me to have a relationship with Him. And I wanted to share some encouragement to families who were struggling in one way or another. Maybe they were struggling with great discouragement because someone that they had listened to and followed, you know, disappointed them by falling into sin, or maybe they're struggling because they have a wayward prodigal child, or, you know, I just wanted to really like bring it back to where is our hope? And our hope has to be rooted in nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Right.
It's not in homeschool leaders. It's not in homeschooling. It's not in anything that we do. It's in Jesus Christ. But I wanted to also give the message that homeschooling is a powerful tool to disciple our children, but it's not the savior. It's not going to save our children.
Right. Yeah, I think it's been a great, you know, your heart was really in the right place in wanting to seek Christ in everything you do and just encourage other homeschool mamas and graduates and people involved in the community, Lord, to not let other people's struggles and failures drag them down and cause them to move in a different direction, but to truly, as the verse you shared in the beginning, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, to make that their life goal and ministry and purpose is to seek first Christ and to not worry about what these other people are doing, but
absolutely
seek the Lord.
Right. And I remember I was sharing with you some of the heaviness on my heart, and you said, well, you ought to think about writing a book to encourage people to be faithful. when there are these disappointments, to be faithful.
Right. I remember that now, that just you were talking a lot about things you'd seen and was kind of down about it. And I just thought, well, you've been doing this a long time. And, you know, you were brought up in the movement and now you've been homeschooling our children for a good while and you're doing a great job. You've could probably really encourage a lot of people. Why don't you write a book about it?
Yeah. And, you know, for every one of those sad stories or disappointments, there's many, many success stories. And mm-hmm. So I wanted to say, I really believe that God used homeschooling in my life. I'm grateful that I was homeschooled. I'm thankful homeschool graduate, and just give people hope and encouragement. And then I wanted to go on to share beyond my story of being homeschooled and share what God is teaching me now on the other side as the homeschooling mama. So you really encouraged me, and it wasn't the easiest thing to write the book. It took me over 3 years, and many times I would kind of put the book project on the shelf and get busy with life. And you would say, well, have you been writing? And I would say, no. And you would encourage me to get back on mm-hmm. it. And so I just appreciate you encouraging me through that whole process.
Yeah, well, I know it was not easy just raising our own children and everything else we have going on in life. So I'm extremely proud of you for finally bringing it to fruition. It's a great work.
Well, it's been a joy, and I encourage the listeners, if you are not familiar with that book, it's called Legacy Reflections of a Homeschooled Homeschooling Mama, and on the front of the book, it says legacy. I think it is a beautiful word when referring to something of eternal value passed down from one generation to another, and so that really is my heart that I'm expressing through this whole book, is how we want one generation to rise up and to tell the next generation the glorious goodness and faithfulness of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want one generation to grow up and take the gospel into the next generation.
Exactly.
And that's the heartbeat of this book. And that's what I'm expressing. My parents were able to give me the gospel, and now I am seeking to give the gospel to my children. And my prayer is that our children will go forward and take the gospel into the next generation.
Exactly.
So that's what the legacy book is about. And it's got practical tips and encouragements for mamas, just the things that we face in everyday life. And then we wrote the book, got it published, and I had the idea of starting the podcast. And so that has been really a joy to be able to meet with ladies each week on the podcast. I really enjoy this aspect of the ministry. I enjoy being able to share with ladies the things that I'm learning. And I don't have all the answers. You know, I'm just sharing out of what God is teaching me as time goes on. And it's a privilege. It's a joy. And I think it's a real joy when ladies come to me and share with me that they're listening, and that gives great encouragement to my mm-hmm. heart to know that God is using it. So I also am so encouraged by those who leave reviews over at iTunes, and we read each one of those. So in fact, if you are a regular listener and have not left a review yet at iTunes, would you consider leaving a review? It can be however long or short you would desire, but that could be a way that you would help us to celebrate this 100th birthday milestone, and we would so appreciate it because the reviews really help others to be able to find out about the podcast. So I thought I'd share a couple of reviews that we've received. One says, such a blessing. This podcast has really blessed me. I know it's geared towards mamas, but I think it's great for ladies of all ages and in all seasons. I am a single gal. I have been so encouraged by your podcast. Thank you, Mrs. Adams, for ministering to us in such an uplifting and honest way. I love all of the real life stories and how you share about the ways God is shaping and molding you and your family into His Son's image. I can really relate to so many of the life lessons you share, and I find the verses and encouragement very applicable. Thank you. Well, that is such a blessing, and it brings great joy to me that although I started out this podcast thinking about ministering to homeschooling mothers, it's just amazing that God is even using it to encourage single ladies, and and really, I just love that it can be a blessing to ladies of all ages and all seasons of life. And then this next review says, my favorite podcast. I adore this podcast. Listening to Ruth each week is like a balm for my weary mama's heart. I will often tune into the podcast when I'm stressed or feeling discouraged, and it always helps me shift my perspective. Her gentle spirit and wisdom are such an encouragement to me. Thank you, Ruth, for this ministry. Well, I really appreciate that. And these reviews give me encouragement and spur me on to continue. Mm-hmm. I'm really blessed to hear that.
That is great. So next, I thought it would be really neat if we look back and see which episode had the most downloads. And did you want to share that, or you want me to?
Oh, you can.
So it looked back, it was actually episode 63, and it was called Choosing the Higher Ground. Do you remember that episode?
I do, yes. And that episode had to do with choosing the best over just the good or the mediocre. As I was growing up, my mother used to tell me that the good is the enemy of the best. And so as we're raising our families and homeschooling, we have so many things available to us, and are we choosing the best things? And as we choose what is influencing the culture of our families, are we choosing the best things, the most God-honoring things, the things that will build faith and virtue and truth into our family? So I encourage you to go back and listen to that. That one had the most downloads.
Mm-hmm. And it happened to be the very first one you recorded when we moved to the house we're living in.
That's interesting. One thing that has been really a blessing to me about the podcast has been the opportunity to interview some of my friends and have them share their wisdom and experiences with my listeners. So I have had you on the podcast more than anyone. You're no stranger to the podcast. And so you wrote the book Ordinary Homeschool Dad, and you have the website OrdinaryHomeschoolDad.com. Mm-hmm. And I've had on Tiffany Schlichter. She puts out the Virtuous Daughters magazine, and she's a friend of mine and such an encouragement. Then I've had Crystal Wagner, who came on and talked about training the hearts of our children towards obedience. And Ginger Hubbard, that was a great episode talking about training the hearts of our children for Christ and getting to those heart matters with our children, not just dealing with the outward behaviors, but getting to the heart matters and leading them to Christ. And then I had such a wonderful time interviewing Ann Dunnigan from Missions Minded Families, and we talked about having a missions-minded Christmas and focusing on God's eternal work and what we can do at Christmas time to encourage our families to have a missions-minded perspective and just engage in ministry through the holidays. And I recently had on Brittany Schlichter, and she talked about the blessing of scripture memory. She has memorized a ton of scripture and won awards at the National Bible Bee, and that was a wonderful episode. And Katie LaPierre was also a guest, and she talked with me about her devotional book, Eternally Minded Mamas, the one-month devotional and journal. So these are guests that I've had on. They have been a blessing. I encourage you to go back and to listen. If you missed any of those, listen to those interviews, because they're packed full of encouragement.
Mm-hmm. And then there was the one I hijacked the podcast and just did it myself.
Oh, yes, that's right. That was a surprise to me, but you did a great job on that. Another interview that I did that was very special to me was last year I interviewed our daughter Lauren after she graduated from our homeschool. And she and I together, as first and second generation homeschool graduates, told our stories about our experiences and the things that we really appreciate about our homeschool experiences. And it was just really special to be able to record that with her and to look back and reflect upon God's faithfulness through all these years of homeschooling. Well, one thing I wanted to express on this special edition of the podcast is how much I appreciate you, Matt, and all the technical support you give me.
Yeah, well, that's the side people don't see, but there's a lot that goes into making this work.
There sure is.
And Lauren does actually a lot of in the background.
Yes, still. She does. And I could not do this podcast without you and without her. And I appreciate your encouragement and dedication to helping me get this podcast published each week. Mm-hmm. I also want to thank our daughter, Lauren, for editing the podcast for us. She's been editing the podcast since the beginning and is still editing 9 hours away at college. And I'm just so thankful that we have been able to have this teamwork going where I plan and record the podcasts and then Lauren edits them and then you, Matt, do the technical things to get them published, and it truly is a team effort, and mm-hmm. I'm only a part of the whole thing that happens each week to get these new episodes released.
Yep.
So thank you.
You're welcome. So I wanted to ask you, you know, what is really on your heart for the podcast? What are you wanting to share? What message are you trying to convey? Who are you trying to reach?
Yes, those are good questions. Well, when I started the podcast, I pictured myself as talking to homeschool moms, but it's just been really interesting to see that I've had listeners who are not homeschool moms. And it's just been really exciting to see that the Lord's plans can sometimes be even bigger than what I originally thought. And I'm really just, you know, I'm wanting to share biblical truth, biblical principles, and that applies to all seasons of life. And I think that I'm primarily speaking to ladies of all ages. Perhaps there's some men that are tuning in from time to time, but I'm thinking mostly I'm speaking to ladies, but I want to just give that Titus 2 type encouragement, whether a lady is single, whether she's a younger girl, whether she's married without children, married with children, just encouragement from God's word. I'm really wanting to encourage ladies back to the word of God, whatever season of life they are in, because that's where hope is found for all of us. That's where answers are found. And so I'm really wanting to point ladies back to the word of God. And I am wanting to speak to homeschooling a lot and give mothers encouragement. I'm really wanting to, and I know this is your heartbeat too, and speaking to homeschooling dads, but just to encourage parents that homeschooling is so much more than academics. We're wanting to encourage moms towards family discipleship and just to really be training the hearts of their children for Christ. And I have not arrived. I don't have all the answers, and our family is not perfect, but it's a blessing to be able to share biblical truths and encourage ladies to be tethered to the Word of God so that we can all be learning and growing together.
Right. You know, we basically started this from scratch, and, you know, you wrote the book and you started the podcast. And it's essentially, the ministry is called Legacy Homeschool Reflections, you know, titled after your book. But it's grown, and how have you seen it grow since we started putting this all together?
Well, we've seen growth in tracking the numbers, how many downloads we're getting. I have been able to began speaking at homeschool conventions.
Right.
And that was after we started the podcast. Mm-hmm. So that's just another dimension of the ministry and the doors the Lord has opened up. Also, we have been able to recently see a project to completion, and that's a Legacy of Faith for Young Ladies picture book.
Mm-hmm.
And that book is almost like a companion book to my legacy book.
Right.
It's just a picture book that puts a lot of those principles into a story form with pretty pictures for young ladies to get this vision of carrying faith and the gospel from one generation
right.
to the next, to what the kind of encouragement I'm seeking to pour into ladies and mothers through the legacy book, A Legacy of Faith for Young Ladies. It puts it in a format that they can catch that vision. So
exactly.
That's been great. And then here recently, we've also been able to publish the Word Study Scripture Writing
right.
journals.
Which, you know, in some ways is just an extension of your message, which is, get back to the Word of God and what does the Scripture say about all these things. And so those are to encourage ladies and young ladies to dig into the Word of God and continue
yes.
to study it and see how they can apply it to their life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And really, the little book I wrote, Ordinary Homeschool Dad, is just an extension of the ministry as well. You know, when all you had was your book and you were starting to speak at different places, we were thinking, how can we add more resources? Because this really isn't much to bring to the table.
One book on the table,
right?
Yeah.
Right. And so my little book was just another a tool to speak to the hearts of dads along with the ministry you had for mothers and ladies.
And I think that is a niche that is very much needed, because we've seen that there's been a lot of interest in that little book, Ordinary Homeschool Dad. And I think that's because there's not as much out there to encourage the father.
That's right. So now, looking at where we are now, what are your hopes and plans for the future of the podcast?
Well, I really just want to offer biblical truth and encouragement for ladies of all ages. I want to encourage ladies to passionately pursue the Lord and live for the glory of God. I want to encourage ladies to live in light of eternity, to not live for menial, transient, temporal things, but to live for the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and live with eternal priorities. And then I want to encourage ladies to embrace the high and holy callings of being wives and mothers, and just, you know, being poured out for the sake of their children in family discipleship. Paul talked about, even if I'm being poured out as a drink offering, like a sacrificial offering for your faith. And so many times mothers are being poured out as they're seeking to raise their children to love and follow Jesus Christ. And we're having to make great sacrifices to disciple the hearts of our children. And I want to encourage them that all the sacrifices are worth it in light of eternity and future generations. Like, what we're doing today can impact generations to come. And so I just want to, the world's not going to encourage ladies and things along these lines. And I want to be a voice encouraging ladies to not grow weary in doing good. The Bible says do not grow weary, but you know, to persevere. And in the end, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And I just want to encourage us all that it will be worth it all when we see Jesus walking in the ways of the Lord, living that exchanged life that's not I, but Christ, living for eternity instead of what might be tempting in the moment. These things are not easy, you know, taking up our cross daily. This is not easy. But it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. So I want to encourage ladies of all ages to not grow weary, but to persevere. I think about the verse that says, for this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight mm-hmm. of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. So we want to keep our eyes on eternity.
Amen. That's a great verse. Well, this has been fun talking about what the Lord has done through Legacy Homeschool Reflections.
Yes, it has. And I am so grateful for my loyal podcast listeners and for all the Lord brings across our path through the venue of this podcast. And I want all of you to know that I appreciate you. I appreciate you listening. If you have not connected with me, I would love to hear from you and just hear how the Lord has blessed you through this podcast. And Matt, thank you for joining me to celebrate this special milestone for the podcast today.
You're welcome. It's pretty neat.
Well, you can connect with me through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and through my website, legacyhomeschoolreflections.com. We just want to praise the Lord for what He has done through this podcast and through the ministry opportunities that He has opened the doors for us to walk through. We know that we can do nothing apart from Him, and any opportunities we have to reach out and encourage others are given to us by Him and for His glory. And we just desire to steward those opportunities wisely and bring Him glory. In closing, don't forget about the giveaway. We are excited to give away a free book to the first person who shares a post about this podcast and tags us on it. And also, I want to encourage you, Teach Them Diligently had to cancel some of their conventions due to the coronavirus, specifically Waco and Rogers, Arkansas. And so what they have decided to do is to do a huge online virtual convention. It's called Teach Them Diligently at Home Convention. I was going to be in Arkansas giving 4 workshops. Instead, I have recorded those workshops on video, and there are 66 plus speakers, some huge names in the homeschool speaking circuit that you will be so blessed by. It's going to be at least a month-long convention online with all kinds of workshops, interviews, Facebook Live, games, giveaways, all kinds of stuff. And it's for $20. That's an incredible deal to have a month of encouragement being streamed into your home. And so I want to encourage you to check it out. We are going to put the link in the show notes. I encourage you to look into that. Teach Them Diligently at Home, the virtual convention. And I just invite you to tune into that. And we'd love to have you join us for this exciting convention. My husband, Matt, is also going to be giving a workshop over his book, Ordinary Homeschool Dad, to encourage the father. So check that out. And until we meet again, may our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and encourage your hearts by His abundant love and grace. Goodbye.